What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. What's going on, everybody? What's new? How you doing? I hope you're all having a fantastic week and doing well. Today, I have a negative topic to discuss, but I have some positive solutions for you because I am sure that we have all experienced this, okay? So I'm going to be so for real right now, guys. I'm going to speak from my heart right now, okay? Are you listening? I'm tired, okay? I'm really sleepy. I'm done. I'm over it, okay? My brain is exhausted with all of my silly little schoolwork, and then I'm just tired myself because I keep rowing crew and I keep running around doing things, staying up late, you know, whatever. You know, I'm working my mind and my body, and it's just like, you know, it's a lot. And I'm not the only one who is feeling this way. Like, lots of adults feel like this as well because they're busy. And obviously, their life is not divided by semester like my college life is. And college kids are also feeling this because they're reaching the end. They're almost done, and now they've got a ton of finals, and they're just feeling so burnt out and overwhelmed. So, you know, adults, college kids, it's a real thing. People get burnt out. So let's talk about it. So what is burnout? Let me tell you. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. It is also when the effort you put in, or like you're putting into something, is greater than the reward you are getting from it. So this can make people more irritable, and things are becoming like more difficult to do, and it's harder to concentrate. So yeah, that's what burnout is. So college kids feel this way, especially with finals and tests coming out, because it's like we have to put all of this work into writing this, you know, 8-page essay, all for us to just look online and be like, oh, great, you know, yippee, got a good grade, whatever. So it's like the reward lasts seconds, but the amount of time and effort you put into writing the essay was, you know, days, hours, things like it took forever. And then you just get seconds of satisfaction. So yeah, let's talk about burnout and how to combat it. So, you know, stress is a big factor in this, and stress makes it really difficult to sleep. And sleep is one of the ways you can combat burnt out because, you know, a good night's sleep is really important and can help fix things. But, you know, this whole thing is some stupid little circle. You know, I can't sleep because I'm stressed, because I'm burnt out, you know, but I need to sleep because I'm burnt out and stressed out. So it's just ridiculous. You can't win here. You know, it's one circle. You can't do anything about it. You're just kind of stuck, and there's really nothing you can do in your brain. You know, there's not much you can try to do. But let me share some Emily insight here. Okay, last week, I was super sleepy, super unmotivated, unhappy, stressed, aka not good things, not a great week. But the hardest part of that week was the lack of motivation I felt, because I had a ton of work to do, but I was like, I don't want to do it, you know, like, please, I don't want to do it, don't make me, which led to a little bit of procrastination, because I was like, yeah, I know I gotta do it, but I'll do it later. But I was really just unhappy about getting the task done, even though I knew that I needed to do it. I was still getting things done, you know, still gotta keep up that, you know, those good grades and that GPA. So let's talk about ways that I combat having to procrastinate and like knowing that you need to do something, but not having the motivation to do it. So obviously talked about discipline and motivation in a previous episode, but another way that I combat my procrastination is a reward system. It's silly and simple, and it works for almost everything, you know? So, for example, today I was like, okay, I have to edit a movie and I have to record a podcast, but I'm really, really tired and I don't really feel like it. So what I did was I was like, okay, Emily, we're going to get some coffee and a muffin, and then boom, we're going to start editing and we're going to start working because, you know, you're already happy. You got the coffee and the muffin. You're having a great time. And that worked because not only was I getting my work done, but I was also getting something out of it more than just checking it off my list and hopefully getting a good grade. Because I was editing for 3 hours, and that takes a lot out of you. You're tired, your eyes hurt, you're done, you know? And So when I was done, I was like, okay, yeah, no, I have a nice finished product. And I had a good time because I was able to get, you know, my muffin out of it. So that's always a plus. So a reward system is great. Another way to combat burnout is sleep. Obviously, you know, sometimes, like I mentioned, that circle thing, you know, stress and sleep, they don't really go hand in hand. Well, no, they go hand in hand, but they work against each other, you know. Obviously, sometimes, you know, you can't just say, I'm going to go to sleep. And that's not how that works, you know. So here is what I do. Let's say it's almost the weekend, right? Let's say it's Thursday. On Thursday night, I will go to sleep late because I usually do. I'm usually asleep by 12:30 or like 1:30, 2 a.m. kind of thing. I know that's not late for some people, but for me, that's pretty late, okay? Don't judge. But here's the thing. On Friday morning, I will force myself to wake up early and not sleep in. So sometimes I will only get like 3 hours of sleep or, you know, not enough to properly function. So that way on Friday, I'm already kind of sleepy by like 5, 6 p.m., you know? I'm already like, okay, nap time right now, but I'm not going to take a nap. Then I go to sleep earlier on Friday night, and then I sleep in on Saturday morning. So this just gives me those like extra hours that I didn't get from the night before and the week leading up to it because I'm already asleep, and you're getting a nice deep sleep because you're exhausted. So this works almost every time because then on Sunday morning, you're going to wake up at like your normal time, get your normal hours of sleep, and you're going to feel totally fine, refreshed, and ready to go because you're no longer behind because you made up all of those extra hours last night. So yeah, that's how I do it. It's kind of like a reset and like way to like equalize your sleep, I guess. I don't know how much of that you followed, but that's my really roundabout way of saying sleep deprive yourself one day and then sleep a lot the next day and then you'll be totally fine after that. Yeah, basically go the heck to sleep and you'll feel better. That's basically how life works, you know? So another thing I do is when I am working on tasks, I will take a little break. You know, now if you're like me and you're task oriented, you will just work and work and work and work until the task is done. But you need to take breaks. Apparently, I googled this, the brain is only meant to stay on task for like 15 to 20 minutes. Now, I'm gonna be so honest right now, I think that is so stupid. If I did things in 20 minute increments all the time, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't get anything done. By the time it takes me to set up and like load everything on my computer, I would be halfway through my working time, you know? And that's just ridiculous. I don't think the 15 to 20 minute thing works for me. But you know, if it does for you, go ahead. But what I do is I say, okay, I'm gonna write this next paragraph and then I'll take a break. Or I'm gonna do half of this now and then I will take a little break and I will do the other half. That's a little more realistic for me, because I am completing more. You know, once I get into a groove, I don't want to be interrupted by a little timer that says, oh, you know, time to take a break. That doesn't work for me, especially as someone who's typically doing creative projects that need to get done. Once I'm in my creative space, it's like, okay, boom, let's knock out this whole video. You know, let's do this whole drawing. Let's get this done. That's how I function. Obviously, there is something called the Pomodoro technique, which is where you take, like, you work for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you take a 5-minute break in between. So if that's something you're interested in, that's something you should look at. But I would rather just power through and finish a task or finish a section of it and then take a break and return to it if I needed to. So another thing you can do is work with friends. Okay, you need to find, so friends will both keep you on task and distract you. So you gotta choose carefully. If you want a nice balance of someone who knows when a break is necessary, and then you can chit chat and stuff, and then also have someone who's actually gonna do work and keep you on task. So when I work in the library, I bring my friend and we work on our individual projects, and then like after an hour or so, we look at each other and we complain a little bit, and then we take a break. We chit-chat, talk about our week, talk about our weekend, and then we're like, okay, you know, let's get back to work. We still have a bunch of stuff to do. For my art class, same thing. I work in the art hall for a few hours. I bring my friend there, and we critique each other's drawings because it helps to have someone else look at it, especially with creative work. It's that way your eyes are, you know, taking a break and you're seeing something else and someone else is looking at it with a fresh eye. And then they look at it and you look at their work and you tell each other what they can improve upon. So that's really helpful if you're doing creative projects to have someone else look at your work. And, you know, yeah, because working with friends, it makes everything so much better. You know, like for my art class, I have to draw the same bottles and boxes and look at the same still life for weeks. And it's very annoying and aggravating at times, if I'm being completely honest. But if I have a friend there and we can complain about it at the same time and make jokes about it, it's way better. Same with my library work. I don't like writing essays. No one does. You know, I haven't met a single person that's happy about writing an 8-page essay. But if you have a friend there and you can complain about it and chit-chat, it makes it better. So yeah, bring your friends, do your work together, and then get dinner or something afterwards. My friend and I, when we work in the library, we're like, okay, we are wrapping this up by 6, and then we're going to the dining hall because they have chicken tenders and french fries. That's the rule. You know, we're wrapped up by 6, out of there, done. And that's our mandatory break. So yeah, study with friends. And, you know, Dr. Google says prioritizing self-care. But, you know, if you have a lot of work to do, you don't always have time to take a really fancy bubble bath or whatever. Also, I live in a college dorm. There's no way in heck I'm taking a bath. That's not happening. So luxury is not really something I have access to. But, you know, a fancy muffin, good enough for me, okay? It's superb, splendid, delicious. But if you have access to a nice, luxurious self-care thingy-majiggies, go right ahead. Lucky you. You know, take a break. Go do your fancy thing. I'm gonna hang out here in my dorm with my muffin. That's my plan. So, yeah, those are just some little techniques and tricks. I hope they help with your burnout, because it's a lot, you know, and don't, like, my friend is a, she has to write a ton of essays. I think she had, like, 7 essays to write in the next 2 weeks. And I'm over here, and I'm like, dang, you know, I gotta make a movie. Eesh, that sucks, you know? But don't feel like you're less than someone else just because it seems more easy in your mind. Burnout just happens when, you know, you're putting in more effort than you're getting out of it. And that happens with everything. So don't feel like you're less than because someone else has it harder than you. It's just all about that effort and reward system. If effort is higher than the reward, you're gonna get burnt out eventually. So, yeah. With that, let's get into the holiday and fun fact. So today's holiday is Great Lake Awareness Day. So fun fact, I live on Lake Ontario, one of the Great Lakes. How cool is that? So, I don't know, maybe I'll walk by the lake today and just be like, hello, I'm aware of your existence, you know, I don't know. But my fun fact is also about the Great Lakes. I like making them go hand in hand, you know? So, did you know that Great Lakes have more than 20% of all of the world's fresh water, making it the world's largest freshwater system? So cool. Who knew? So yeah, with that, that concludes today's episode. Thank you guys so much for watching, and don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram @positivepodcasts, and have a fantastic week. Bye!